Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and I'm telling you tonight, y'all chilling with me, and we are talking about love and hip-hop. Wow, what an exciting topic. I know this is going to be really exciting. And guys, just to let you guys know, we're not talking about the TV reality show. We're talking about you and your life and how it interacts, how you interact with the others around you. But before we get into the topic, let's cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you for giving us an opportunity to express ourselves collectively as a community, as we come together to discuss various topics that impact this business of music. Lord, we ask that you let us all be respectful and mindful of each other, as well as know that you are the creator and you gave us the gift in order to express ourselves. Lord, we ask that every ear and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National, that they take this into the marketplace, be able to use it for the purpose of taking care of their family and have nothing else to do but do this music because they have the love for what they do. We ask you that in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. All right, guys, like I said, tonight we're talking about love and hip-hop. And no, don't get it twisted. Yes, I know there's a TV show called Love and Hip-Hop, but this is not about them. It's about us. And it's about balancing family, your finances, your spirituality, your figurative, your iconic image in the public eye, as well as the people around you, how you take it all in and work it full circle, that you leave nobody out. That's what we're talking about tonight. My guest tonight, I got Shaku on with me, I got Pay, and I got Craft. We're going to open it up, ladies, first, and we're going to go to Shaku's mic. Hey, Shaku, welcome to Hip Hop National. Shaku?
I'm here.
Oh,
okay. I'm here. Oh. I had to get it together. Yeah, what's up? I am ready.
Okay. All right.
I am ready.
Now, the expression, love and hip-hop. Why don't you give us a brief opening of what it means to you?
I don't know. I would have to say, when dealing with the real reality of love and hip-hop within a relationship, in this day and age, there has to be strong communication. If anything, whether you're married or just dating, there has to be strong communication because there's so many outsiders and insiders. And if you don't have that bond together to either come to some type of understanding, then, you know, it's really like you're just, you know, in a world with temptation. It's either like this. You have the powers of willpower and temptation. And in this society, it's so many options out there. If you don't have that strong base communication, where you guys have a strong relationship where nobody can come in and break you apart, no matter how successful you get, then there's really no use. There's no use. And that's just my views on it.
Like, okay, that's our opening statement. We're going to dive into some of that, what you just said. And we're going to open up Pay's mic. Pay, welcome to Hip Hop National. But wait, before we go to come to you, Pay. I wanna say, where are you calling in from, Shaku?
I am calling in from Pompano Beach, Florida.
Okay, and what is it exactly that you do?
Well, I'm an artist. I create art.
So you create art, and you're out there performing, and you're out there building this reputation of music, I suppose, correct?
Correct.
And therefore, while you're building this reputation of music, you find that you're getting into many relationships, and some of them not a physical thing. It's just communication of the people around you, having to build an entourage of people, relationships that's strictly business. And then you got your relationships that with your loved ones, and then you got relationships with the one that you love. So I want to go there and
typically
go full circle.
You have to learn how to separate the two.
Yes.
Because, like I said before, the temptation that is out there. The temptation that's out there, and if you get sidetracked, you know, there's only one place that can lead you. So if you don't put, if you're dealing with just in a business aspect of it, you have to put the business first. But if you find someone, if you're lucky, fortunate enough to find someone that you can build and grow with, you know, it's very rare.
We're going to introduce Pay. Pay, where you calling in from?
I'm from Chicago, but I want to pass the mic to Crab because I think he has something to say. He wanted to interject.
Well, let's get where you calling in from. Okay, we're gonna give it to Crab first, and then Crab, where are you calling in from?
I'm coming from Chicago, West Side. I'm from the West Side of Chicago. With that, with what she's saying, I'm married, you know, and my wife knows the business, the hip-hop, you know, it's going to come with temptations and, you know, you're going to be around models and, you know, you got to go to parties and, you know, clubs and ventures of that nature. And you got to block all that out. If you're married to someone and they trust you and you trust them, you know, and you're doing this music, you're going to see that. You're going to see the sex. It's going to be in the air, the women and everything, but you're going to also have to think about the vows you took with that person. And if you get in a relationship as far as girlfriends, you know, and for women getting boyfriends, they got to know when they get with you, you're a rapper, you're a singer, you're in the light. That's going to come with it. If they don't trust you on that, then it's, you know, that relationship is not going to go nowhere. But you're going to have to, you know, trust that person. You feel me? That's the business. So that's what I had to say today.
Awesome. And now, Pay, give us your take. What's your thoughts?
Well, just like my cousin Kraft, you know, I'm married as well. I think the biggest challenge is if that other person isn't in the same industry or the music industry, I think that sometimes that the other person doesn't have the other person doesn't have the same goals and don't exactly understand what it is you're doing, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, it takes a lot of time, a lot of energy away from the crib or away from your, you know, significant other, or your wife, or whatever, and you know what I'm saying. It can create tension because you got to think about it. If the music is your career, music like it is my career. You know what I'm saying, and I got a love and a passion for real from what it is that I'm doing, and invest a lot of time and money into it. You know what I'm saying. Sometimes the other person don't see that because. In some cases, that person may not get involved, really. Or in some cases, you know what I'm saying, it's so much shit that's going on. Excuse my language.
Hey, if you would. Yeah, I was going to just. You did a good job covering it up. But, yeah, in this particular program. We try to keep it clean because of the fact that we have all kinds of all genres of music participating. That includes gospel. So, you know what I mean? So the being middle ground,
yeah,
we just handle it that way. Thank you. That's okay. Go ahead. Keep on moving, bro. Good
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I mean, it creates tension because sometimes the other person or that other person in your relationship may feel like they're outcast or not involved or don't know how to get involved. And I think that if, you know, communicating as much as possible about what's going on or, like, you know, coming into the situation, knowing what the situation is, like, for example, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got to do videos, like Kraft say. You got to do video release parties. So, you know, our job as artists is to engage the public in such a fact that, you know what I'm saying, we're really friendly, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you can't be sitting back and, like, hide in a corner. You know, you got to thank people for coming out to the events, and you got to shake a lot of hands, you know what I'm saying? You got to feel like you're a politician and saying thanks for the vote, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, sometimes the other person just don't understand that, you know. I mean, it can cause a lot of conflict. That's pretty much my take on it, you know. It's a balance between, you know what I'm saying, work, home, and actual art. And then, you know, like myself, I wear a lot of different hats, manager, executive producer, artist, talent scout, you know, songwriter. I mean, my list of responsibilities as far as husband, provider, and everything, you know what I'm saying, is real, is long. So, you know, that's pretty much my take on it.
All right. So, okay. I love everybody's take on it, actually. But we're about to get into things because I'm going to say, you guys said you got a video that you're promoting and you have to shake hands and, you know, be a politician pretty much, okay? But we're about to go here for a second. And the reason why I'm going there, and we're going to go into the temptation realm of things, okay? Now, you're a married man, and this hot chick, the whole scene is hot and heavy, and it requires maybe some showing some skin and stuff like this. The point is, how do you, as a married man, balance that scene that you cut for that particular thing? For that scene, but yet you got a family, you got kids, and you got everybody you know that you have to explain things to. But it looks like the scene, even though we know that behind the scene nothing really happened, but in the scene it looked like it was pulled off. Now you got to grow up with
you got to take that as when you see that, and you see the girl, she's showing skin, you looking at it like it's business. This is business. Once the scene done, that's it.
You looking at it like business.
It's
not about the wife.
Yeah. But that was my point is when I was explaining, you know, the business. If you get with someone that trusts you and they know the business, they know what they're getting themselves into. You know, they know that it's gonna be videos like this where, you know, as far as somebody getting with you and they don't, you know, they don't want to accept it. You can get with someone and you explain it from the get-go. Hey, this is the music I do. Sometimes it's videos with models and they're showing skin. I'm not messing with them, but this is my business. This is what I'm doing. But I don't mess with them. If she trusts you, you know, it's cool. But sometimes you have women that, you know, don't go for that, you know. And
well,
you can't be with them.
Okay. Let's just say this. It's even though that they trust you, but let's just say that for this particular scene, we don't want the wife there, or the wife can't,
right.
The wife wanted to be there, but she couldn't be there. And right. when the video showed up, this girl all on your neck, kissing, what you call it, because your director wanted this in the scene. Do you cut that scene
right.
and make it happen?
I answer that question.
Because this is a business thing here.
Let me answer that question.
Yeah. Before you answer the question, let me bring somebody else in and introduce them into the panel.
Right.
Okay. Big Moochie, I see you there in the cut, brother. Wanted to,
yes, sir.
Open up your line. Open up your line and bring you in.
It's open. I'm here.
All right. Big Moochie,
yes,
welcome
sir.
To Hip Hop National. Where are you calling in from, sir?
I'm calling in from Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio is in the house, guys. Big Moochie, what's your opening statement of tonight, Love and Hip Hop? And we ain't talking about the reality TV show. We talking about you in this business.
Well, I'm going to chime in on a conversation I was talking about.
You sound like you on a speaker and you're away from the phone, my man. If you can you get on the phone?
Is that better?
Much better, much better. Go for it. Okay. Big Moochie, you got a connection. Big Moochie? Hey, I'm going to go to real quick. I'm going to go to Shaku. Shaku, is he breaking up to you, or is it just my phone?
Yeah, he's kind of breaking up. His muffled.
Yeah. I think we got a connection issue, Big Moochie. If you would call back in, maybe we'll get a better connection. Okay?
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Sorry about that, brother. Thank you. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. So, go ahead, Pei. You can answer that question now.
With All Black everything and the record She Hot, you know what I'm saying? There was certain stuff that, you know, for me could not go down, period. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, by me working with the director before, you know what I'm saying, there's an understanding with that. Certain boundaries and certain stuff, you know what I'm saying? I still just got to respect, you know. I got kids, daughters and stuff, and a wife, so, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for me, it wasn't no issue, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's my video, and that's what I'm saying. Hey, ain't nothing else can happen, period, in a discussion, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I mean, it's about who budget it is. You know,
wait, let me say this. I ain't putting nobody on no chopping block here. I wasn't saying something happened. I'm saying if the scene called for this,
right,
you got to make an excuse to me, Pay. That was funny. I'm sorry. Hey, crap. Was that
Pay
talking to Crap?
Because
y'all sounded like,
nah,
y'all
was,
definitely.
That was Pay. That was Pay on that one.
That's Pay, Crap.
He was,
hey, Crap, what happened,
man?
This brother said, ain't nothing happened.
Yeah, nah, he right. Like, if you pay,
If it's a label, somebody else's money, don't take this personal, because I'm not pointing fingers here.
No one take it personal.
Oh, no, we know
we're
that.
Talking
we
about
know that, man.
We're talking about business,
right.
And we're talking about keeping it clean for ourselves, for our family, and respect to our family.
Right.
Because love, we
right.
love this game of hip-hop, but we also love
right.
those people within our circle. And we have to
right.
be mindful of what we do, how we do it, and when we do it. Because even what we do now in the present time will come back in one shape or form in your future. What you do today will come back tomorrow. And I ain't talking about tomorrow,
yeah.
literally, but it will come back in your future. So if you're slinging dope in a video and you're doing weed and you know all of this stuff. Don't get me wrong. When your kid come back and he see it later on in the future, you got to look at what that you put it out there.
Right.
So all I'm saying is, whatever we do respectfully, we should always keep in mind that we can't just do it for the game of what we love and just for show. If we can't stand up to it and take ownership to it. I'm not saying don't do it, but you need to take ownership of what you do and realize that you did it.
Right. And to touch on that, like, you know, I'm a big fan of hip hop and I watch a lot of videos and, you know, I keep in tune with the new music and, you know, the new sound and the new artists that come out. And, you know, from what I'm hearing now, the game is changing as far as, you know, smoking weed and, you know, shooting guns. You have to have a more lyrical base where, you know, you're giving out a positive message, you know. And the way the game was back, you know, the early 2000s and the 99s, you know, the game is changing. It's taking a whole 360. And I'm against that. I'm against smoking weed. I don't smoke weed like that. I don't do that stuff. I don't shoot guns and all that gang banging and stuff like that. And I don't, you know, glorify it in my lyrics. But you're exactly right. The kids see that. And the future, you know, they're our future. If they're watching or listening to our music, you know, we're inspiring them. You know, when they get older or if they're gonna be anything, you know, most kids want to do music, and they go off of who they're listening to. You feel me? Like I grew up off the Jay-Z's, I grew up off the Talibs and Talib Kweli's and the Nas's. So the message of what they were sending to me, you know, I listened to them, but it was more like don't go that way. You know, I did this. Don't go that way. Go this way. You know, if you want to make it. And man, I that's my point on, that's my take on what you're saying, and I know what you're saying with, you know, delivering the wrong message to the children.
All right. We're gonna bring Big Moochie in. He back on deck with us. Big Moochie, I know you just heard what he said. Give me your take on it.
Well, actually, I didn't get to hear what this topic was about. The last thing I heard was about the you know, being married and having kids, you know what I'm saying, and doing the video things like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's speak on that. But what we were talking about is, you know, being respectful, mindful of what we put out there today, how it can come back in our future and show up in our future, rather it's positive or negative.
Right. Well, on that note, I could tell you one thing that just happened here in Cleveland. It was a rapper out here. I don't want to really say his name yet, but it was a rapper out here that shot a video, you know what I'm saying, talking about the drugs and the guns and things like that. And they was using live props. And next thing you know, the feds came and did a sweep and took everybody, the whole label. Everybody that was in the
video.
They had it. Yo, they used the video. They used the video, and I'm gonna see if I can find that the article, and I would send it to you. They didn't took like over like 15, 20
I'd
people.
Like to see that
federal indictments over there. You try to move all that. That's like the biggest thing people are talking about in Cleveland right now. Like, yo, you got to watch what you do on these videos and putting it, you know what I'm saying, and putting it out there, you know, because like you said, it will come back and get you. It will come back and get you. You know, they was getting people like, I think one of the guys, you know how people be out there with their little guns and things like that. But one of the guys that was in the video, just a background dude, you know, just want to be in the video. Well, you know, he had a felony. You can't be around that.
Cool.
So he just went to his probation. So he done got knocked again. I mean, this, you know, people got to really think, you know what I'm saying? They thinking they glorifying it and things like that. But that ain't the way it go. That ain't the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? It's really to keep it clean because, like you said, the kids is watching these videos, and that's what they imitating out here in these streets now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And so you don't think it's nothing. You're thinking it's cool because, you know what I'm saying, you're getting your little street cred and things like that. But then once you get older and then your child come out and start doing this thing, you wonder why he acting like this. And he was like, well, Dad, I've been watching you.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? That's a lot of things on that. And the other message I wanted to send out was about the people that's married. Like with me, when I was doing my thing, my wife, she was, at the time, she was like my personal assistant, so she was always with me anyway. But I had also another friend that did R&B, and he shot a video, and he had the female, you know, like rubbing all on his back, putting lotion on him and all that. And his girlfriend had a fit. She had a sewn fit. So sometimes it's your home base. As long as you take care of home, and, you know, like, for instance, if it's a female and my wife know that I'm not interested in her, so then if we're doing something, she's like, oh, he ain't even think nothing about her. But, like, if you got one of them girlfriends, you talk about, oh, yeah, man, you know, Janet, you know what I'm saying, with the real big butt, oh, she going to be in the video and I'm going to have her all up on me like that. Your wife's sitting on the side listening, like, he acting like he really excited about this all of a sudden. You know? You know what I'm saying? So she go to the first one, and then say, for instance, it's somewhere they're doing it. You know, some wives, they have, the guys, they get a little nervous when they wives be around. So sometimes, like, the managers and all of that, and you can't bring your girl on the set and this and that, this and that. So now, he's sitting there, oh, well, baby, you know, you can't come to this one. You can't come to this one. Oh, it's really going to be trouble when you get home.
Yes, you done just gave off the wrong message.
Yeah, she going through your phone trying to see if you got messages because she listening and she's seeing how you acting around these extra females that you got in your video. You know what I'm saying? And that right there ends a lot of relationships. It ends a lot of relationships. So I tell a lot of people, you got to choose wisely. If you don't need them in the video, I mean, like, to the point where they feeling all on you, touching you, they could be like models, like, you know, running your bath water or something and you're just standing there, but if you got you should know your family. Put it that way. You should know, you know, how your girl react. If she one of them jealous types, I already know I ain't having no female touching on me.
Well, let's not talk about it. Let's go right here for a second, and I'm gonna bring you in, Shaku. Let's not talk about just your girl. How about your family? I'm talking about the kids. Now the kids is, let's just say the kids is 10 or and below, and let's say they're five, where they really don't understand things right now, but all they see is mom and dad, or sometimes they just might see dad, or they might see mom, might be a single parent. Even though we want to get that scene, and we want that scene to be pop and scintillating, let's say Shaku, I'm going to come to Shaku for a second, that maybe a flash of a body part, just to make it interesting, and it come real close, not really showing nothing, but enough to be a teaser. Do you shoot that scene? Do you shoot that scene not thinking of the little child that one day will come to see the scene? Because what's out here today in the internet world is coming back to you.
When you look at the situation, even though hip hop is a great influence on everything, I think that the parents should be a greater influence. And
yeah, but I'm talking about you as a parent.
I'm going to get to that right now. I mean by that is everything around you is an influence. You take from something every day. But you may use foul language. You may do a lot of things. But it's up to you to teach that child, not just hip-hop, not just the radio, not just movies and everything else. They can see a lot of that. But if you don't teach them, you're supposed to be the biggest inspiration and influence in their life. And anything they see, if they see that later, if they get to see that later on, they'll still know the difference because of what you taught them. You can't hide nothing from them.
Well, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. And I'm gonna say this, guys. When we come back, we're gonna talk about it. You're talking to the boy P to the O to the E, T I Q. And right now, y'all hanging with me, and I'm hanging with you right here on Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all keep it locked where you got it. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay with me.
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business, your music, or music products. Starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development, website hosting, internet audio presentation, voiceovers, professional beat production, publicity, radio and record promotion, consulting, corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on hold,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Cry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOBlowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, and we're back. We're talking about love and hip-hop. That's what we're talking about tonight, guys. But I want you to know this program, yes, we bring on hot discussions and topics about the music business. That's basically what we talk about, the things that's impacting the music business. But we also play music. We got a half hour of music after each one of the discussion shows. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. On Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, get in the mix with Dr. AT. Yes, that's right. You get your music right here on Hip Hop National, www.hiphopnational.com. That's how you will upload your music. You go there, it says upload your MP3. There you go. Just click it right there. And on the break, we got a song that was uploaded today. I mean, we're gonna go to it on the next break. But y'all definitely keep it locked and loaded right here on Hip Hop National. We're growing. We're going places. Y'all want to go? Let's go together. Okay? So right now, I have Pate and Kraft on with me. I have Shaku. And I have my big man, Big Moochie, right here on Hip Hop National Radio. And we are digging in on love and hip hop. And just before we went to the break, Shaku said, parents need to teach their children. Well, the question is, they are teaching their children, and we get in the video, and we booty clapping in the video. Don't get me wrong. You're in the little thin G-strings, and you shaking that booty, because right now we are young, and we are in the hip-hop scene, and we trying to get in this thing. Now, little daughter said, Mom, I want to be just like you. and she's just looking. And you don't know Lil Mom want to be just like you, but eventually she takes it the wrong way, and she get out there in the streets and she get lost. How do you keep them all grounded? You said you teach them, but you're teaching them also as you're going into whatever you're doing because you're the influence. Shaku, you now have the floor. You now have the floor.
I mean, some of these little girls are 14 and dance better than the strippers in King of Diamonds.
You telling me? It's true.
So, it is what it is. But I mean, like I said, it starts at home. Even though you have the influences around, you know, you can try harder. You can try harder. There's things that you can do. There's limits that you can go through, and it just depends on how far you push. You know, if you're the type that give up easily. Then your child is going to be the same way. So, what else?
Well, don't get me wrong. Not only are you raising your child, but right now your child is being raised by the World Wide Web, rather you like it or not, by TV, rather you like it or not, by school influences and all of those things. And then if we're doing it in videos and we're teaching them, don't get me wrong, what we put out there is like karma. I won't lie to you. You got good karma, you got bad karma, but it comes back. And that's reality. Pay,
yeah.
You're not out the floor. Pay, you with me?
Yeah, I'm right here.
What's your thoughts, sir?
About everything about
based
the kids
on,
and stuff and all that good
yeah,
stuff right there.
Yeah, based on what Shaku said, yeah.
I mean, I can look at it as a personal. I can interject on it. I mean, I got two daughters. You know what I'm saying? And you know, in the all black everything video. You know what I'm saying? There was a flash of some skin right there. You know, my daughter know how to find me on YouTube, and I had to sit down and explain to her. It was a real, really awkward conversation.
How old is your daughter?
My daughter 12 now.
She's 12.
And she's just like, huh? And I had to explain to her.
And
like,
I'm going to say this, in all respect to what is being out there on video today, in all black, you guys were way more respectful than what's on BET.
And I try to keep, and I requested that. That happened to get in that video like that just because,
yeah.
I mean, she was a dark-skinned sister and it fit. And
okay.
I had to just explain that, and trust me, it was an awkward conversation. And she showed all her little friends, and you know, she'd be promoting
yeah.
music and all that stuff. So I mean, she got. I just explained to her it's entertainment, you know, and by no means I, you know, want you doing nothing like that, of course. But you know, she made that decision because none of us. Pulled a skirt up. She did it on a. She had some other lady do that for her.
Ooh, I gotta go back and look at this video. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying it wasn't scripted. It wasn't planned. She whispered
okay.
in some other lady ear and say, "Yeah, I got a butterfly on my butt. Pull my skirt up." So she's forever branded in that video because she got this butterfly on her butt. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just. I was going to say, as a father, it was an awkward conversation, and I don't know how I even got through it. I couldn't
wow.
even swallow trying to talk to her, you know, so.
You see why I like this show? It has nothing to do with TV, what we did. This is not reality TV. This is reality radio. The man putting it down for real. He said that was an awkward conversation between him and his daughter.
Man, that was
real
right
real.
There. That's real.
Wow.
And all I can do is keep it real.
Okay. Wow. And Big Moochie, how about you, brother? What you got to say?
Once again, I'm lost on it because I just clicked back in. I had the phone on mute.
All right. Just stay with us. Stay with us right now. And Kraft, go ahead. What's your
yeah.
take on it, brother?
Yeah, I mean, I have a little son, man, but I have a little cousin, you know, girl cousins, and I have a little niece. She's not really into videos, but my little cousins that do look at videos, you know, I try to explain to them, you know, about
the women that dance in that, you know. They shouldn't be doing that, and I tell them
you
shouldn't even be watching.
Down and have a conversation with trying to explain to them this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my little cousins, you know, if they're watching the video and I walk in on them, and it's a video that they shouldn't be watching, I tell them. I be like, you got to turn that. You got, you know, you shouldn't even be watching that. Or if they do some dance moves.
Now, you're not saying this because you're on the air tonight.
No. I'm a big cousin. I'm like one of the oldest cousins. So I have little ones that I have to explain that to, you know. And they're in the MTV Jams. You know, and that runs, you know, our generation, the young generation. And whatever they watch, they imitate it. So sometimes you got to explain to them. You got to let them know. I don't have a daughter yet, but I can imagine, you know, what Pompey is going through when he said he had to explain that part to his daughter.
It was awkward because my daughter was like, huh? That ass. Yeah, it was awkward. Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. I got Quinn. Quinn raised his hand. What's happening, Quinn? Welcome to Hip Hop National. Go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's happening? How y'all doing, man? You know, I like the topic and everything going on, man. I like all that, man.
All right, what's your take on love and hip hop?
Well, what my thing is, man, is that, you know, we talk about the kid, you know. I got nieces and nephews, and, you know, I love kids, and you know, I try to teach, you know, my nephews and my nieces to grow up in the right way, man, you know what I mean? Because nowadays, you know, like the lady was saying, though, you know what I'm saying? You got some 14-year-old females out here, you know, getting it in like they grown, you know what I mean? And it's real. I mean, it real, you know. I agree with her all the way, you know. And how it is, you know, it doesn't matter if you know, you try to set great example for them. You know what I mean? You know, show them that, you know, don't go that way. You know what I mean? Don't go that round. You know what I mean? So
okay, I got one for you. You say I'm trying to set a good example for him. Okay?
Yeah.
Y'all heard Quinn? Quinn said try to set a good example. Now, come on, man. This is hip-hop. I want y'all to get real. This is hip-hop. We look square to a world of hip-hop, and we just trying to set a good example. Hip-hop is keeping it real. Everybody.
Can I elaborate on that just for 1 second?
Yes, sir.
Just real quick, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to talk from part because I can talk from experience for real. All Black everything, you know what I'm saying? That was sponsored by somebody else. They had brought, like, literally, there's scene that I made sure that was out of the video. Like, they was naked, booty shaking, all that. And I was a director. I'm like, you better not be in this video. Like, for one, I'm married. For two, I got daughters. For three, don't fit this song. You know what I'm saying? Like, your image is everything. And if you're an artist, whatever you want your image to be, you know what I'm saying? It's basically like, you know, you got to lay in your grave once you do it. You know what I'm saying? All Black everything could have had them shaking their booty all the way around. But you know what I'm saying? I still got a bunch of views without all that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I mean... I look at it like this, man. Respect goes a long way in life. You know what I mean? You know, you got to have some kind of respect about yourself, regardless of whatever you do or how you do it. We know we can't hide it, you know what I'm saying, from the kids, but we can teach our kids the right way. And we, you know, I know a lot of parents right now. I know a lot of parents, and I know a lot of people out there that got kids and can't control them. Not only they can't control them, they you know, let them see what's going on TV. Not only on TV, inside their own home. You know what I mean? You know, you thinking they're in the bed. You know what I mean? You thinking that, you know, the kids still all the time of night. You know what I'm saying? When the mom and you know, and the daddy up. You know what I mean? The kids got to learn. They got to do all that. You know what I mean? Not only on the TV and internet. Look at inside your own home. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, I always told to be with respect, man. You know what I mean? I ain't married. I don't have no. I'm not married. I don't have a kid. But you know, I date a female, and she got a kid. You know what I mean? And actually, you know, I try to, you know, teach her and tell her, you know, be in the right, you know, go down the right road, not the wrong road. You know what I mean? So, you know, that's just how the game go, and that's just the way I look at it. You know what I mean? If you ain't got no respect for yourself, you ain't got no respect for nobody else. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, I can say one, to expound on that just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's a few artists in the game, you know what I'm saying, that didn't have to use women, you know what I'm saying, or negatively portray a woman in their videos and still sold over 30 million records, and that's Bone Thugs and Harmony. You don't really see, you know what I'm saying, because every one of their songs has some kind of message in it. So you didn't really see, you know what I'm saying, all that. So you could still be positive. And I remember seeing them in an interview saying that, you know what I'm saying, all that glitter and glam and females and all that, not everybody like that. Everybody ain't living like that. So, you got to keep it real. You know what I'm saying? So, as a shorty, hearing that from some people that I looked up to, you dig, I was like, okay, yeah, that's real talk right there. Because I ain't got it like that. You feel me? Right. So, now that I'm grown and I'm doing my thing, you know what I'm saying, it's not all about that. You know what I'm saying? So, and I try to make sure that it staying within them boundaries, you know what I'm saying? Like with She Hot, you know, that could have went, you know, that's a lot of scenes in that I was like, nope. Make sure that ain't in there because that ain't what it's about, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, everybody, y'all in control of your own destiny and your own careers when you putting this stuff out here, you know what I'm saying? Because the kids is watching. You know what I'm saying? And they imitating everything that we.
But, you know, hey.
And the more you show to them, the more they're going to find out.
I'm sorry, I couldn't even hear what you said. You had an echo.
The more you try to hide something from them, the more they're going to find out.
They're going to find out anyway, because when we was growing up, we ain't had this internet. That's new. You dig? They got this on phone. Every phone now. So whatever it is that you think you hiding, they gonna find anyway. They gonna find out about everything. All you gotta do is type it in. If they know how to spell, read a little bit.
That's the main point. It ain't a matter of trying to shelter them or hide from them. It's a matter of taking ownership of what you do.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're gonna be the gangster guy, be that gangster guy. But make sure that you understand that you are that gangster and you're putting it out there and you're putting out bullets, trying to kill and whatever, do whatever you talk about in the scene, and you're doing all of this and you're doing it in reality. Just know that you put it out there and taking ownership of that, accountability. It doesn't matter if it's good or it's bad. Like me personally, in respective, I want the good. I want the rewards and the benefits of becoming very successful in this industry, and then the rewards of my kids aspiring to be like that, more than I want them to aspire to be the opposite of that. Big Moochie, I'm coming to you for a second. Big Moochie, you recently got a high achievement award in Ohio.
Yes, sir.
Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
How did that make you feel on the inside, being able to come to that high achievement, one of the highest achievements that one can get, And the city actually recognize you for what you've done in hip hop. And then at the same time as you were embracing that trophy, you're also embracing the accolades of saying, "Hey family, look what I'm bringing back home to you. Son, daughter, look what I want you to do." How does it make
right.
one feel? Go ahead.
When I first got the phone call and they said that they said Mooch, you were nominated to receive the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards, you know. That right there was like, it was a real big humbling experience because I didn't think as far as like, because by me doing live dance music, you know what I'm saying, things like that, I didn't think that the Hip Hop Award Committee for the whole state of Ohio really was like paying attention. You see what I'm saying? Because, you know, just because of the whole thing, I'm thinking they're just trying to find some other rappers and things like that. But when I got that phone call and they said they was presenting me with the award, you know what I'm saying, for over my 16 years of, you know what I'm saying, making dance music and making party music, you know what I'm saying, it was just a shock at first, but then it was like a blessing. It made me feel good. I mean, I brought all my kids. I brought my whole family with me. You know what I'm saying? So they can sit there and say, this is what Daddy did, and I didn't have to do nothing negative and nothing, you know what I'm saying, against what I would do, you know what I'm saying, regularly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It was like, you know what I'm saying, everything was positive and clean. So it's like even some of the rappers and stuff like that, you know, they congratulated. They was like, man, that's
now,
a blessing.
Big Mooch, I want you to tell me this. And look, this is just between me and you. You ain't got to tell nobody else on this phone. All
right.
Did you buy it?
No, I didn't buy this,
why?
Brother.
No, you know, I can't wait to get one of them in my city for one of them, man. Yeah, I'm definitely going to put my bid in this next go around.
So you earned
yeah.
it. That's what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah, I didn't buy, but like I was just saying, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
so
it's
you,
from
so
hard work
earned,
and dedication
right?
of all the years. Yes, sir.
And
I earned this for 16 years, no break.
Hard work
and dedication.
To say that.
Right. Hard work and dedication, and I stayed at it. Like, I mean, there've been points of times where I feel like it wasn't going to do anything. Like in the early 2000s, like, man, this everybody on this rap stuff. You know what I'm saying? And it was even a point where I went to the rap side, but you know what I'm saying? After maybe like the first album on the rap side, I'm like, this ain't what I was here for. You know what I'm saying? I was blessed for this line dancing, so I went right back to line dancing, and that's when I came out with like with the Biker Shuffle, which became the number one line dance in the country. And you know what I'm saying? And it just keep coming in. It's like everything is just falling in place. I tell everybody, if there's something that you dream about doing, stick with it. Don't never give up on it. Because for some reason in this music industry, it's like a life, it's like a test. It's like if you want it bad enough, you will keep with it. And then after you go through the hard times and the struggle, the blood, sweat, and tears, you keep going with it, you're going to start feeling reward afterwards.
Now, guys.
In that order.
I asked him that for a reason. I wanted to know. Did he buy it or did he earn it? And the reason why I said that is because he said he did 16 years. It's so many people today, and don't get me wrong, they are in this microwave mentality of getting success. And he earned what they call a Lifetime Achievement Award, even though it's within his city, but that was a big feat to achieve.
No, it was for the state.
Yeah, it was for the state. It was for the state.
Yeah, the state, the Ohio Hip Hop Award, 2013.
That's awesome. And don't get me wrong, that's an awesome thing. I mean, we want you want to get the Grammy, you want to get the, you know, you want to go beyond and above that. I know. But when you got something like that to show for your hard work and dedication, that makes a man feel good on the inside when it's there. What one time they saw it as a hobby, and then they saw it as a profession. In a
and that's exactly
in
what
I
did.
I want to do it. It was love. Now, that's the love in hip-hop. Now, also,
yes,
the love for family. You're able to say now, make your kids. So you set the standards and you raise the bar to make your kids say, "Hey, my daddy did it. You do it too."
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you rather have that on your coattail other than to have, man, my daddy was the biggest drug king on the earth.
Right.
Man, he took care
of the kids is watching.
Exactly. Don't get me wrong, but this intellectual property that we own, if we put our love into this game of hip-hop, I can tell you just like this, it is worth some money. It's gold. God gave you a gift. If you use it correctly, man, the sky's the limit. And guys, don't get me wrong. I would love to be a part of that for y'all. That's why I do this show.
Appreciate
you. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Get that dream together, man. Right. Let's make this thing work for you. Anyway, we're gonna go to some music in a little bit, guys. I'm trying to get it uploaded now, so y'all bear with me. But meanwhile, I want to talk to you guys about balancing other things. How about your spirituality? You know, in the hip hop game, I won't lie to you. The first thing I'm talking about, guys, I get thousands of CDs and submissions where people are sending them to me. And be honest with you, a lot of them get rejected for a reason. I'm a Christian that does this game of hip hop. I love hip hop so much, I decided to get into this thing and still remain true to my faith. But I'm gonna tell you the truth. Hip hop in itself is a culture. It's not that it's a culture. It's something that has already. It's the way people believe that hip hop is. It's supposed to be raw and real. And I can say what I want to. A lot of people believe this. So out of their mouth, they have a malicious tongue, and they say some violent stuff. They say some wicked stuff. They say some overly sexual things. And then sometimes they say some things that's offensive to the ears of a woman, or defamatory stuff. That's what hip hop has come to. I got in this game of saying, I still want to be this Christian, but I want to be this hip hop. And don't get me wrong, it's kind of hard to put those two together, and everybody know it. It's the truth. But how do you maintain your spirituality as you enter into this game, where we know that there's a lot of drugs hanging in there. It's a lot of alcohol, sex, drugs, everything. Everything, all those temptations is there. How do you maintain character? Even Shaku brought it up earlier. Shaku, I'm coming to you. Shaku, you still with me?
Yes.
Shaku went quiet on me, y'all. Go ahead, baby.
Oh, I'm
talking to you there.
Yeah, I mean, it's levels to this. I had a sense of that, but it's just levels to it. I guess it's all on you and what you want. Or versus, I guess, all on what you need versus what you want.
Uh-huh.
And I know it's kind of like I said earlier. It's where your passion lies. You know, if you have strength enough to do it, if you're blessed to have somebody to follow you along the way and support you, that's a blessing. You know, if not, you just have to do your own thing.
Okay. And Crab, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I have an aunt. She's a big inspiration to me as far as my spirituality goes. I'm a Christian, and with my religion, it plays a big part on my lyrics as far as I write. I try not to cuss a lot. If I cuss, it's probably one time. My words, I don't blatantly say out things that I'm gonna do. I always try to say things that's subliminal. You know, they're hidden messages. You know, you got to really listen for, you know, to get the message. And, you know, for me, being a Christian, I try to stay away from that side. You know, I'm more in the hip-hoppers, you know, Nas, you know, Talib Kweli, that type of music. I'm more into that. If it's positive, I'm into that. You know, even if I'm on a negative song, my lyrics don't go that way. It don't go that negative part. You know, I try to deviate from that. So when it comes to the rap game, my religion plays a big part on my music. I try to stay away from the negative rhymes and the negative, you know, bars or metaphors. I try to keep it positive in anything I say. So.
Yeah, I can, you know, vouch that since that's my partner, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the music, man, I say we got about 15 songs. I mean, we barely curse on them. When I write my every record, I write it where if it could be played on the radio. Now, if there's a feature and they cuss on, I mean, sometimes I got a potty mouth, you know, every once in a while. You know, he's a little bit more clean than me, but like he said, like, you know, it's a record, you know, every record I try to make it a hit, you know what I'm saying, where it's going to be on the radio. So we write the verses in mind that, you know, it's got to be clean. And his
and more music can get played like that.
Huh?
I say more music can get played like that if you, you know, you keep your lyrics at a, you know, certain way.
Well, look at She Hot.
Yeah.
You did? No, I mean, nobody cussed on that at all.
Well, I say this, and I'm going to tell y'all like this. Music is meant to be heard and not silenced. That's my philosophy. That's poetic. Y'all can quote that, and y'all can not mean to tweet it and put poetic behind it. It just sounds good. You know what I mean? Keep it real with me. What it is reality. Music is meant to be heard and not silenced. And if you can make music, and I'm not saying that the other music will not be successful. I'm just saying if you can make music that has a universal concept that people around the world could attach themselves to because they can relate to it, you stand a bigger chance and a better chance in marketing your music into the right places,
yes.
like McDonald's, Starbucks, those people, they put on large events and they bring on entertainers to come and entertain their employees. Why not that be you? Or television, where you got it in a sitcom and they just played it in the background. Or they played it in a commercial for a few seconds. And they do it all the time, repetitiously. How big of a paycheck that can be for you. I'm not talking about making you a famous person, but I'm talking about putting it in the right place and at the right time. How it expands your horizon in this business of music.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not at all.
So that's why we going to I go in the direction I do with the show, you know, and many people have told me that may not be the best, but sometimes you have to go against the grain and be different from everybody else, and that's kind of where we come in at with Hip Hop National. Not just to go against the grain, but to give a different inset of what this is about. Yes, we do play music here, without a doubt. But we also appeal to your intellectual thoughts. That's why you guys are on here tonight, so we can have a discussion about it. This thing, love impact us. Hip-hop impact us. But how do we bring it full circle and bring it all together where we can have a conversation that we can learn off from each other? I mean, honestly, I collect something from this conversation tonight. I hope you guys did as well.
Yeah.
You did?
You learned something new every day. You heard something new every day.
You heard something new every day. Quinn,
What's going on, brother? I'm here.
What's your thoughts? I see you sitting off in the cut, and I need to hear your voice. What's going on? Talk to me.
Man, like I said, my thoughts are just the same as well. Cause like I said, I'm an artist, man, and I'm trying to work on making clean version for the radio myself. You know what I'm saying? Cause I want to get on the radio. You know what I mean? I want to have a big hit on the radio. I want to get a lot of requests saying they want to hear Queen. You know what I mean? So I'm working on, you know, doing clean versions and you know, a lot. Because I actually got three dembos. I made three dembos. And now one of the songs that I made, you know, it got bad lyrics in them, you know, couple of songs that I did record it, you know what I'm saying, don't have cursing in it, but, you know, it's something that I got to work on myself as well, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, I want to have a big hit on the radio, you know, but that's just, you know, like I say, you live and you learn. I mean, every day of life, man, you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it's just fam. When you're making the music, man, you just gotta know what direction you're going in and just pay attention to what you're doing, because it's real easy to go.
You're right.
You know, it's real easy just to go off on a tantrum and put something out there, and you can put something extremely negative out there as well. You know what I'm saying? I'm never one to, you know, tell any other artists what to do with their music, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been doing it for a minute, and I can give a little insight, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, what I've accomplished, you know what I'm saying, over the years of doing it.
Okay, man, I'll tell you like this. We're gonna have to come back and bring it into a full circle again on the show. Pay and Crowd.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed because reality, I couldn't. I've uploaded it. It showed that it uploaded, but the music is not. It's still not showing up in the system. So I'm unable to play because I wanted to play it because I wanted everybody to get a good, a good ear on what's going on with this. But I tell you what, y'all stay tuned and keep it locked and loaded. It will be coming up in our program. Okay? Nice song, by the way. I compliment it, and I'm just letting you guys know. I really appreciate your delivery, what you guys are doing. So definitely, hopefully we can grow from here with it because it's a nice song. Okay?
Thank you.
Now, before I'm going to go to the break real quick because, you know, that's part of my show. If I don't do it, the program director, he gets on me. We got a CEO. Oh, I forgot. I'm just echoing what everybody be telling me. So I'm going to go to the break real quick. We'll be back in just a moment. Y'all stay with us. You're listening to Hip Hop National. Tonight, guys, we're talking about love and hip hop. So y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Finally, there's a free online dating site for singles on the internet. At thehiphopdatingspot.com, you'll connect with singles in your own backyard and all around the world. And remember, thehiphopdatingspot.com is free to join. Get the lowdown on events and places to go, join groups and forums, or just chat with that special somebody. Check it out now. There's somebody waiting just for you at thehiphopdatingspot.com. Still here? Go to thehiphopdatingspot.com now.
Gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Ink, is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
All right, guys, and we're back. Only because I was having technical difficulties. Anyway, you're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. This tonight we're talking about love and hip hop. And man, it's been a great show thus far, and I'm telling you right now, I'm loving every minute of it. Right now, I wanted to ask you guys, how about your finances? Okay. How does it come into play? How do you use it? And how do you have in respect to the money that you got? Because people, as artists, I'm telling you like this, they'll spend every dime, they'll spend their whole paycheck trying to get in this game and do everything they can. But do you make it at the sacrifice of your family? Do you put it all the eggs into one spot so you can live out this dream? I'm gonna go to Pay on this, and then we're gonna move on to the next person, and we'll go to we'll bring Quinn in. Go ahead.
Pay. You put your eggs all in one basket. My mama always told me never to put your eggs all in one basket in anything you do. So, I mean, you gotta have a plan.
Mom say that, but mom ain't in this game of hip hop. She don't love it as much as you do. It's easily said than done.
You gotta do whatever you gotta do to get on. You gotta do whatever you gotta do to get on, man. But you know what I'm saying, it's different when, you know what I'm saying, you grown, and when you like a teenager, 18 to like 25 or something, you ain't got nobody. You know, when you got mouths to feed and stuff, you gotta put stuff in perspective. You know what I'm saying? You know, priorities got to come first, and bills got to get paid. I mean, you could be chasing this and sleeping on a park bench if you want to. You know what I'm saying? But you got to put it in perspective, man. You got to do what you got to do to eat and pursue your dream at the same time, where it's not going to negatively impact your family. You know, so if that means if you got to work two jobs, then you got to work two jobs. You know what I'm saying? If you hustling and you grinding, you know what I'm saying? That means you ain't going to get no sleep. You're going to be up 24/7 all night hustling and grinding. So, you know, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, that order.
Okay. And I'm going to share with you guys my story in a little while. Shaku, I'm bringing it to you. I'm coming to you. What's happening?
Okay, what's the question?
The balancing act with your finances.
Uh-huh.
You got children, you got a family, people, you got mouths to feed. But yet, you feel that you have that talent that will take you where Beyonce and Jay-Z is at the top. Where do you sacrifice those finances and at the same time have a perspective? The life that you're at right now with your family. Do you just put all the money into your music to get there, or do you put everything in perspective, as Paige just said, and do it, feed into it slowly? Talk to me.
I can't really say. You can't really
tell how time and how things go. You know, sometimes when you wind up, when you start, how would I put this? When you make plans for things, it doesn't always go that way. You have these interruptions, you have setbacks. But I'm the type of person, speaking of my own opinion, I put priority first.
You put what?
And to, I put priority first.
Priority first.
And with me, to me, business and family go hand in hand when it comes to us eating and, you know, survival and showing my son how to be a man. Even though I'm a woman, his father can do the same thing, but it just shows the grind, it shows the struggle, and it shows them that, you know, you can balance both things by learning how to budget, learning how to save, and if you believe in yourself enough and you have people to support you, you can spend those dollars because you know what's coming back. But if you don't really know how to balance things out and you're just throwing away money and not investing in yourself and stuff like that, then your priorities are and stuff. And then, you know, family comes, it comes into business. And once you learn how to do those things and you learn from experience, then you can go to the top or at least, you know, take the steps to get there, take the necessary steps to get there. Me, I just put priority first now, learning from experience, than what everybody else is doing around me and what looks good. You know what I mean? Learning how to save as a black woman, you know, when this type of society, you know, how materialistic things come into play. There's ways that you can work around that. There's things that you can budget and do that to put the necessary things in order to still to make sure your bank account is still sitting right. And once you learn how to do those things, then I think you can move on from there.
Okay. Thank you very much. Craft, you on deck with us?
It's basically the same thing on what both of them said. Priorities come first. I mean, when you got a family and you feed your family and you have a job and you know, your dream is right there too. You're putting money into that. It's your bills is, you know, you're the only one taking care of the bills. You have to put your money, you know, into taking care of your family. You can't, you know, put it all into your dream because, you know, you don't want them in a bad situation. You're trying to take care of them at the same time. So, I mean, I'm with both of them on what they just said.
Right.
I mean, I can add to a little bit to that, Q. You know, you gotta put some faith in God and pray on it too. You know what I'm saying? Because I mean, you can network all day, but if, you know, the right person, really, just you know what they say. You know, you're basically one person away from $1 million. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you gotta pray that you're gonna meet that person because the odds of that happening. You know what I'm saying? To be slammed or none. You never know who it is you might meet, but you know, if it ain't meant to be, it just ain't gonna happen, man. You can bang your head on that wall all day.
Well, that's reality. That's reality.
Yep. Reality. It's real reality.
All right, we got a caller just called in. 309-838. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, and what's your contribution to tonight's topic? Love and hip hop.
My name is Charlie. I'm from Bloomington, Illinois. I just hear y'all discussing some music and stuff, and what it takes to actually make it in the music, you know, music world.
Mm-hmm.
I've been making music here for.
Yeah, what's your take on love and hip hop, and your family? You know, the balance and act between family and finances.
Well, it's a hard balance. I mean, I went ahead and I saved up enough money the last couple of years to build my own, like my own personal studio in the basement. So I had took some investments and saved up over the course of 2 years and applied that, you know, to my little business. And
main thing is just staying confident about it. You know, I still got to have my family time with my daughter, things of that. You know, you got to take care of that type of business. And that thing is just staying up on the music. A lot of music has changed. I think you need to go back to another direction. I'd be more positive if you got there. A lot of this music that's playing nowadays, I mean, it's bad on the youth. I mean, I understand music and how it works and the frequencies and the effects on families and stuff like that. I don't allow my daughter to listen to certain songs, even certain songs that are on the radio. You know? So, as far as finances and, you know, stuff like that, you got to save. And like you said, I like what you said earlier, that you're one person away from $1 million. That's just beautiful.
I didn't say that, but I think it was craft.
No, it was pay.
No,
that
was pay.
Me.
Okay, I can't steal it from you guys. It was pay. Pay who said that.
Oh.
So
okay, I like that saying. You know what I'm saying? That's what
yeah.
I, you know, I really.
That. Okay. Well, I'm going to say this, guys. Okay. I'm about to test where you guys at in your game. All right. Let's just say today was your day. You came across $50,000. Just, you know, you lucked up, you got it, okay? Boom. Tell me this, and I'm going to start with you, Pay. What is your first thought? What's the first thought come to mind? $50,000 cash. It's free and clear. What's coming to your mind first? Just tell me.
$50,000 cash.
$50,000 cash. What you gonna do with it now?
You talking about tax free? Oh, well, I pay taxes.
Tax free. It's yours. I'm talking about it's just your
tax
money.
Tax free. No,
yeah.
Uncle Sam.
No Uncle Sam.
Okay. Man, sound like a down payment on the crib to me. But if we talking about hip hop, you know what I'm saying?
Wait. That's fine. That's it. That's all I want to hear.
Hey, no, I'm just saying because I'm looking like, man, I want me a house. You dig?
You want your house.
You say $50,000
okay.
cash. Yeah.
Okay, $50,000
know.
Cash. You want your house. Okay. Good. Stay right there. Craft. How about you?
Yeah. Same. I had that in mind, too, but he said it first. Home for my family.
Man,
crib. Man, yeah, crib. Take care of my family first and you know, the rest. Take a portion out. Invest in my music, and, you know, and try to find a way to flip the rest of the money, and double it.
Okay.
Try to double it.
Okay, that's TMI right at this moment. I'm getting somewhere with this. Just watch, Shaku. How about you?
I'm just gonna have to repost what they said. You know, invest and generate capital.
Okay. And 309, I didn't catch your name. You said it so quick to me.
It's Charlie. That's my name. If I had 50,000,
how about you, Charlie?
About 2,000, I'm gonna give to charity. The rest, I'm gonna manage to invest in possibly in the stock market, like E-Trade or something like that. And flip that money, and invest it in my own business where I have my own control, my own person. And put my own stuff
mm-hmm.
out there. And that's what I do with that $50,000. I'll make it into $1 million.
That's a good way to think, bro.
Thanks.
And Quinn, how about you?
Man, I'm going to tell you straight up, man. I mean, you know, like you just said, you know, I give back to my hometown, you know what I'm saying? Not only my hometown, the charity people, you know. I give some more to the
but
people that,
wrong,
you know.
Quinn. I want you guys all to know $50,000 is not that much money. So how much do you want to give back to them? You got to put that in perspective. But go ahead.
Well, I give them about $2,000 or whatever. But, you know, take care of my family, you know what I mean? I probably wouldn't do a whole lot because, you know,
right.
Like you said, that's not a whole
let's
lot
lessen
of money.
Let's say it was $10,000. Let's say it was $10,000.
I know the point you're getting to. the point we get to is, what would you do with that money to invest it wisely to make more money? Because, like you said, it's not a lot of money at all. $50,000 is not a lot of money anymore. That money is right there to make you come up. To make you, if you can make the right investments in yourself and everything, you know, you can help your family and stuff out. But if you make the right investments, you can make money from
How about this question? Suppose you think it's the right investment, you do it, and then it seems to be the right thing, but yet the outcome of your investment does not show up when you expect it to show up. What do you do then?
It's a waiting process. Anytime you make any type of investment, it's a waiting process. That's what it is, investment. It could be, most of the time it could be short term, most of the time it could be long term. The odds are it's going to be a long term thing. You're making an investment in yourself. So it would be a long term investment, you know what I'm saying? Nothing short term, you know what I'm saying? But it'll help you get you on your feet into the place and where you need to go.
And I'm going to tell you guys why I went here. We love this game. We're willing to put in the time, the work, and sometimes, for many, the money. But if we don't know what we're going to do with it when we get the money in our hand, reality, that $50,000 can be spent at a strip club very easy, blowed on some rim.
I apologize. That was funny, dog.
Yeah, but it's real.
Real talk, though. It's real.
Real talk. Real talk. All of a sudden, that money that we just got fueled our egos. We forgot what we were going to do with it.
Mm-hmm. It's just take the mindset to do it. I mean, like I say, you get that
that's
money, you got to make wisely with it.
That's what happens in this business, guys. I'm going to tell you. You get an advance, okay, from the record companies. Record companies give you some advance, and then all of a sudden, you never had this money in your hand before. All of a sudden,
right.
You got this money in your hand. You needed a car before they gave you the money, so you went out and bought you a nice car, threw some nice rims on it. Now, not only that, you brought your boys with you and put all four of y'all four deep in the car. Now y'all headed to the strip club to show all your chains what you got, and new clothes that you just bought, new sneakers that you just paid $1,000 for. Instead of investing it into your craft and putting yourself on, like you're supposed to, promotion-wise.
You're supposed to put it towards your own music. That's the reason why they give it to you.
Yeah, what I do with that money.
You got to market yourself. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to put yourself out there. So if you take that bread, the advance, and you screw it up, it's what it's called a 360 deal, man. You know, let's say your record don't do that well. You got to pay that money back. It's like a loan from a bank.
Yeah, but when you get
they may have some interest on it. Guys. I didn't just ask you guys a blank question without a result to where I was going. Wrap your head around that. This is a business. Invest your money wisely so you can obtain the dream that you so desire to be, so your loved ones can be affected in a positive way as you achieve leaps and bounds in the life that you quest to dream in.
You see, but a lot of things, another thing, you got a perspective you got to hit from is that even if you get that success, it's all about that music. And you got to think about the responsibilities you have to other people about the content of your music. And it's one thing to get money, you know what I'm saying, but to send yourself out to how this industry is nowadays, you know what I'm saying, I don't think I could do it for money, to be honest. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to talk about drug dealing and all this other stuff. It's already been played out, you know what I'm saying? That's why these kids need a positive reinforcement. Hip-hop need to get back to where it was. You know what I'm saying?
And hip-hop needs... Well, guess what, guys? I think hip-hop is on its way because it's happening right here at Hip-Hop National.
Yeah.
And I'm just letting y'all know that. We can't change the world,
but we can change what happens right here. And if we can keep on talking about it, the discussions, build discussions about it, invite new people in it to get them to be a part of it, we can all come together as a coalition and be a movement.
Yeah. And see, and what I did, see, like I said, I took my little money that I saved and invested and built my studio. You know what I'm saying? I make tracks. I make beats. I've been doing that stuff for like 10 years. So, I mean, I invested in myself. I got my studio set up. You know what I'm saying? I put.
Okay. And I accidentally cut off your mic. Go ahead. Finish doing what you were saying, my man. I apologize.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, okay. I said I took what little money I had left over and invested it over a course of 2 years and was able to build my music studio, get my business cards, you know what I'm saying? You know, get my knowledge on as far as music.
I'm going to let you know, Charlie, that knowledge is spilled out right here on this show. If you're willing to come in and share, we're on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday talking about various discussion that impacts the music industry. We do this because we do this to save our youth today, to give them some direction and get them grounded for their future. Now, I'm telling you like this. Meanwhile, we are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio into the inside circle of the music business. That's the reason why we have this program. I'm just letting you guys know. Dr. AT has been on deck. He's our DJ and MC on our program. So definitely, Dr. AT, I see you raise your hand. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, how's everybody doing? I just want to say real quick that, yes, what Poetic said, I am the DJ for Hip Hop National Radio on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And tonight I've been on deck. Usually Raw Dog is here, but he's not feeling well today. So I said I'm going to take over for tonight. And I've been listening and sitting on deck, and I've been hearing everybody, the lady and the gentleman here. And this is an intelligent conversation and a conversation that the young folks that want to be in this music game needs to hear, that, you know, you got $50,000 and you never have before. You know, spend it wisely. Put it away, make it grow, invest in the studio, become independent, and, you know, and look further than, you know, the flashy rims, the flashy clothes, that all that's fad, and, you know, who wears parachute pants nowadays, if, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, pretty much what I'm saying is I like the conversation,
man,
the topic tonight, and, you know, it's a hit. You know, everybody came together, and it was like fine wine. It's all good.
Yeah, it's a key though, but like, you know what I'm saying? My thing is, I refuse to sell myself out for any type of money to project a negative message like nowadays music. You know what I'm saying? I could write trap music all day. I just can't do it no more. I don't know, it just affects me inside, man. You know, because I think my music, it comes from the soul. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't got music in your soul, you know what I'm saying? You just don't got it. You know what I'm saying? But I can't do the negative, you know what I'm saying? People need to get back to, like, politics and stuff, talking about how our communities are, you know what I'm saying? Because right now on the radio, our music is projected in a negative way, in a negative connotation to, you know, all the masses of people, even around the world.
It is.
They always stereotype what a black person's like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he's a thug. You know, he wears gold chains, he buys his gardens, you know what I'm saying? So they have a negative condemnation of black folks around the world.
Unfortunately, guys, we are at the end of the show. And I want to say, y'all, thank you for coming in, participating tonight. Pay
oh,
and Paul, Craft.
Can I say something real quick?
Yes, sir.
You know, real quick. For all the artists out here who are listening and for the artists on the board tonight, if you want to get your song heard on Hip Hop National Radio Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, it's In the Mix with Dr. AT, 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 8 o'clock on the East Coast. Send your submission to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. But make sure send the radio edit to us, and we will play it here on Hip Hop National Radio on In the Mix with Dr. AT.
Okay.
Did I get everything about right, Porter?
That's right, sir. Yeah. He did it right.
Oh,
y'all are listening. Y'all locked and loaded to HipHopNationalRadio.com. All right, guys. What station is bringing you the best tips and advice in the music business? Y'all go ahead. Tell me that.
Hip Hop National Radio.
And real talk, baby. Right. Hey, we Hip Hop National. We're going to give them what they asked for.
All right, guys. And we're out. Dr. AT, take it away.
All right, let's do it, y'all.
Hand the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house.
This is Dr. AT. What's up, guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT. This is Dr. AT.
You know what this about? Spread the word, you heard? Why hate every time I paint picture? I change minds with the rhymes I'm giving.
There's a party going on right here on Hip Hop National Radio.
My aim in the game is to do things different. Next artist to get this bad boy popping.
Dr. AT.
Put the posters up and the flyers out. Let the people see. I'm back in the house to make noise.
Dr. AT.
Spread the word, you heard?
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Poe, right here in the studio.
Turn the music up, you wanna feel the pain? Show love, my fam's in the house, everybody looking plush.
www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995. And the next song is going to be by Dudgeon Jones and Boxman, hashtag player.
I got two from the city, three from the country, four in the club right now. Y'all spending paper, how
one of the reasons why so many choose me. I'm special, they love me, can't let them cuff me. Got four right now in the club that wanna touch me. Maybe one day I probably might settle down, but not now, I'm the type that like to get around. And right now I'm having so much fun, only flight in the morning headed to the next one.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about it. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the room full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. On the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the A. With my big sister and keep living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't trip, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No one running from my problems, this time I'm fine. First class to be exact, to the South Side. When I first arrived, they observed my hometown. Beat my morale, my southern hospitality. With me, plus they can hear it in my speech. Heard a brother film records, now the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's four, got connects in all three. People often ask which region I like best. Tell me at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, I salute the man at the seat. Brother here on the track, low, so poetically. I could tell more, but I'll leave it as a beat. Too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would share a little brief summary. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like,
next song on deck, Gonna Get Down.
Gotta do the finata, that's the Kuna Matata. Yep,
and you should do the same as me. Hop up on your feet, while you're sitting great impatiently. Acting so ecstatic, but you're waiting cause you came to leave. Let me show you what you came to see. Just one good night, we should sigh. Make it feel like we live in that good life. As long as you just wanna have a good time, then we can go all night, and it'll be alright. Forget the style of your hairdress, save it this and that, because honestly, I could care less. Not looking for the one that wanna watch, I'm looking for the one to set it off.
Hey, baby, what's next?
That's the last thing to cross my brain.
Hey, lady, what's up?
That's the last thing to cross my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, boy, jumping up sound and picking up rap, all right. You gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight. Let's get to bubbling, cause I see your feet bubbling, and I see others wondering, pondering with non-stop hollering, and I don't care about your background, but I want you to turn your back around and show me what you got. Get ready, we about to set it off. Hey, baby, baby, what's next?
Cross my brain.
Hey, lady, what's up?
That's the last thing to cross my mind.
So if you feeling all dry, boy, jumping up sound and picking up rap, all right. You gonna get down, I'm gonna get down, we gonna get down tonight.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
I often fade to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart, an indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Continuous flood, pebble pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you in celestial blue, to ever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun, in the river of light we've ever plunged. When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
Stained glass blue.
Next on deck is Stitches. Cross the finish line. Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
About disbelief.
Yeah.
I believe in same quality, yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all human beings howling.
Yeah.
Like a wolf in the still of the night. A beast.
Yeah.
Playing us out. Matching the pieces. Transforming my reality.
Yeah.
Enabling the growth of the supreme being. One, two,
yeah.
Ten.
Yeah.
Make sure the deep of time.
Yeah.
Doesn't snatch your mind. Spiraling out of control. Your soul.
Yeah.
Our Lord shall console.
Yeah.
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 Straight and narrow. Not just the bow. I am the arrow. With
yeah.
these blessings, I do travel.
Yeah.
Steady through the universe.
Yeah.
Frequently do I converse with the master degree in infinity.
Yeah.
Setting for nothing more or nothing less.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve equality. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. Yeah.
Yeah.
We are human beings. Come on.
Yeah.
Because together we will achieve.
Yeah.
I stand firm in this belief. Equality. Yes, Lord. We all.
Yeah.
We all human beings.
Yeah.
4 and 6 get 10.
Yeah.
I check once. Then twice, then turn.
Yeah.
Our fire, I be pouring out love on each of your foreheads.
Yeah.
Blessed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Equality.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. We are human beings.
Next on deck is A.Y. Lee, My Way, a Byron production.
Hey, why, what up, baby? You got my back on this?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we just go run through this thing. Come on.
I've got that fire, my one desire.
Then others hang on to every word like they the Messiah. There is none higher, but on the contrary, I'm so sick and scary. So call for a citywide evac before I snap and your whole system collapse. Cause in order to rebuild, I must first sit down. And my sound is so profound, I could be world renowned. But I'm being suppressed like a muzzle on a barrel of a robbery and bordet. But still I pray, and it's still a say. I got neck while they continue to play. And I continue to return day after day. But the results are still the same. What am I to do? I build my own court, I make my own rules. Put the game how I see fit, I will not lose.
That fire, my one.
For you, it's like you, that freshman kid with no ends and no friends. They did whatever it took to try to fit in, but never did. You're losing a long one, cause your sticker's a friend passing by them pennies and forget dollars are made from cents. Your tunnel business bit, so you can't see. You're about to drive into the abyss of mediocrity. Unless you fall back, you better smarten up, cause all brown nose can get you 2 girls in 1 cup. And that's not what's up. I'm so far ahead, the drunkards can't catch up. I'm